decide whether he wants to be a playoff team or just be content with, you know, winning one and, you know, winning a few and then losing a few last night. Is there a lot of frustration right now, do you sense, with this group?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there should be. It's not fun if you're losing. And we want to be a playoff team. That's our goal, is to be a playoff team from the summer to training camp to now. I mean, that we've made some strides, but the league is so tight right now. The standings are so tight. You can't have lapses in your season. And you know, we're in one right now, and we just got to get out of it as quick as possible, because it can kill you in the end.
What happened? I mean, at home, obviously, you play differently at home than you do on the road. But I mean, you guys were on such a high coming out of December, and then you start January off like that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that happens. You go, you have your ups and downs, and sometimes when you get into a streak like this, it's hard to explain. But, you know, we know in this room, the coaches know, and we've talked about it, the things that we're not doing well enough right now, and we've addressed those things, and it's just a matter now of going out there and getting it done.
Is there a little bit of fear with the guys that've been here last year that there's a little bit of deja vu happening right now?
I hope not, because this is a new team. It's a new, it's a new season. You know, if you're thinking about last season and what happened, then you got problems. You got issues. We shouldn't be thinking about that. We should move on from that and learn from it. I mean, I think the guys that went through that last year learned from it, and now we need to take it and turn the page this season.
What was the biggest thing you took from going through that? As you try to avoid it this time?
Go through what?
The kind of tough spell last year.
Well, I didn't join the team until the end of February. So, they had a tough month of January and beginning of February. But, when I got there, it was, still in the hunt. But, put ourselves behind the eight ball because of a lapse in season. And, you're going to lose games. I mean, you're not going to win every game, but, maybe a game here, a game there. But you can't be stringing together losses, and because you're never going to catch up. So I think what you can take away from that is you need to go out every night and try to play 60 minutes hard. And if you put everything out there, I mean, good things are going to happen. If not, then you move on to the next game. But you can't be stringing together bad efforts. Because you lose 3, 4, 5, then then you screw yourself.
Does Dustin Byfuglien owe you dinner or an envelope of cash for helping him get to the All-Star game the way he did?
I don't know if I helped him, did I? I think some other guys helped him. No, but it's great for Dustin. He's a great player. He's a big part of our team. We miss him, but hopefully he'll be back here healthy and enjoy the All-Star game.
The fact he makes the team when he's been injured the past week and a half or so, does that just help add to what he means to this team?
Yeah, I think, we're confident in his game. He's confident in his game. He's a force out there for sure. He's a guy that is going to make a difference in every game. So, that's why he makes the All-Star game. That's why he's been as successful as he has been. And, he's a guy that we miss, but... on the other hand, we need to step in. We need to step in without him and pick up the slack and win games without him.
That's what I expected.